Well, folks, welcome back. And at the risk of sounding like Captain Obvious here, it's starting to worry me a little bit that schools are opening and the kids are unvaccinated, basically, and they're going back to schools. And we've got so many parents that insist on fighting these mask mandates. And the risk is just, to me, it's obvious. But on CNN the other day, they had a doctor named Larry Brilliant. What a name for a doctor. Dr. Larry Brilliant. And this was on CNN, folks. Have a listen to this.
We're in the world. We are seeing the Delta variant burn hot and quick and then move on. In the United States, we predicted the same thing. The models all showed that, but now we're plateauing. And I think that the reason we're plateauing, we must look at the fact that this week, next week, in a one-month period, 100,000 schools are opening up. 100,000 schools are opening up, and most of them don't have vaccine mandates. They don't have mask mandates. And for these young children who we used to think didn't get or carry the virus, they certainly do get, carry, and spread the Delta variant. We're putting them in harm's way. We're not thinking of these kids first who can't be vaccinated yet, are not being masked in some states, can't be protected with testing because it's too expensive really for public schools. So I'm very worried that what we expected to be that rapid up and down from the Delta variant is running into an event. And this event is the opening of schools.
Which is
so, folks, you know, the thing that really gets me about this is that if we don't try to protect the kids, they're going to be closing the schools down. And then we're going to have another situation where there's going to be remote learning. And it's even the teachers know that's not the best way to do it. So you would think that they would be more in tune to wearing masks so that that doesn't happen, but they're not. I mean, I sometimes feel like I'm on an island, you know, and the common sense is just gone from the rest of the world. It's sort of an island that you feel like you're on sometimes, especially, folks, when you hear school board meetings that go like this. Have a look at this.
Your time is up. The people of the state and this district are rising up, and you have awakened a sleeping beast.
Maybe the reason why we have people in the hospitals all this mask wearing. Did we ever think of that? Did we ever think of that?
Putting a mask on those children is robbing them of their education. You are robbing these kids of their developmental rights in terms of education. Are you educators? Don't you know that?
I want to talk about the real pandemic, child sex trafficking. By putting masks on these kids' face, you can't identify any of them.
They don't care about your children. As a matter of fact, they hate them. They hate your kids. They hate my kids. They hate your kids. They hate my kids. Get it?
99.9 live through this flu, especially the kids, and the data proves that too. Science and laws shouldn't be changing so fast. Has Nuremberg taught us nothing of medical tyranny in the past?
Oh, God. Folks, you know, these people, they shouldn't be having kids, really. They shouldn't be having kids. None of this makes any sense. And like I said, if we don't do something to keep the virus from spreading in schools, you know, like wearing masks, there won't be any school to attend. So, I mean, it's just sort of, it's really, it makes you feel like you're on an island sometimes, and common sense is just been vacuumed out of the country. And you know what? I blame Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, for empowering the craziness like this. And, you know, he's appealing to something that we all love. We all love liberty and freedom. And he appeals to that. You know, we want to have our liberties and we want to have our freedoms. And that's true. We all agree with that, but not in the middle of a freaking pandemic. You're going to have to wear a mask. And if you consider that to be pinching your freedoms and your liberties a little bit, I'm sorry, folks. I mean, I've never seen a situation where the politicians have not been behind science like this. And it has implications like this. Take a look at this map. Now, this is something that was on Twitter And it just shows you, this is the map of the current global COVID hotspots out there. And this person that tweeted this, Adam Sternberg, he says here that the U.S., the wealthiest country in the world where vaccines are freely available, has the highest per capita case rate right now of any country except Mongolia. I mean, it's insane. So, yeah, you know, we all love freedom. Governor Ron DeSantis, Louis Gohmert, all these guys. But you've got to pinch that a little bit when you've got a situation like this. In other words, you've got to put the concerns of everybody's health in front of some of these freedoms that could endanger a lot of other people. And it just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, there's this strategy of resistance that they have, this strategy of crazy asinine cures that they have, this strategy of ignoring doctors that they have, and none of it's working. None of it is working. You know why and how we know none of it is working? Because 90% of the people that are in the hospitals right now are the unvaccinated. There's the proof. It's not working. So whatever they're doing, whatever strategy they think they're using to combat this COVID situation, outside of taking the vaccine like they should be doing, it's not working. It's a failure. And folks, if it wasn't so morbid, you know, this would actually be funny, but it's sadly, it's not. And just take ignoring doctors, for example. You know, these are people that will sit there and not listen to doctors and what they say, but yet if they get cancer or they're in a car wreck, what can you do, doctor, to help? What can you do to help? So on one hand, they're willing to listen to them if they have cancer, or if they've got a knee that needs replaced, by God, they'll do everything they tell them to do. They'll go through the rehabilitation. You know, they'll listen to it, and they'll do it, and they'll get through it, and they're much better because of it. But in this situation, all of a sudden, they're not listening to doctors. It's insane. How do they justify in their mind picking and choosing what they want to hear and believe from a doctor? It's like what the doctor says about COVID. Oh, well, we can't believe that. But yeah, you know, we'll definitely take this medicine to cure this. And, you know, whatever you say in terms of operating on my knee, doc, I'll do it. You know, I want this thing back in operation here. I can't live without it. It just doesn't make any sense, folks. And the fact that we don't have our politicians getting behind the CDC and the doctors is absolutely outrageous at this point. So again, I want to thank you for listening to my rant, and let's just hope this opening of schools goes a lot smoother than I think it'll go, folks. Until next time.